Hey everyone, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy once again, and I'm just happy to be able to share with you this morning. Pretty soon we'll have some of our very own young people and youth leaders presenting these podcasts to you, but to kick it off, I'm doing the first few, and so I'm pretty soon going to be an endangered species. But while I'm still around, I want to share with you a thought today out of Matthew 19. Verse 21, you should have been reading there today if you're following along in the Bible reading program, and you can get info on that on our website, www.theedge.org.sg. You know, as you read through the book of Matthew in chapter 19, you'll find in verse 21 part of the story of the rich young ruler that comes to talk to Jesus about how he can have eternal life. Now, this is a very interesting story, and it's about a young person, and we kind of skip that sometimes. But, you know, he comes and he asks Jesus what he should do, how he can really find God, how he can really have real life. And Jesus responds to him. He says, if you want to be perfect, go and sell everything you have, give money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. And the rich young ruler is kind of, you know, shocked by this, and there's a lot to say about this story, but in a nutshell, what I want to share with you today is about the priorities of our life. Obviously, this young man had an issue of priority in his life, and that's why Jesus comes head on and confronts the issue of priorities. He had a good heart. I think he had good fruit from his life. He said that he had kept, you know, pretty much all of the commandments. He's missing a couple in there, but he was a spiritual guy. He was living a good life. But when it really came down to it, he had a priority issue. And you know, the priorities that we set in our lives affect the decisions we make, and they do affect our walk with God. What Jesus tells the rich young ruler and this young man, he says he needs to sell all he has and then follow him. And what Jesus is really telling him is that I want you to make me your top priority. I want you not to just take me as part of your life. I don't just want you to do your own thing, but also be a good person, all this. I want you to make me everything. Make me your number one top priority. You see, if the priorities in your life aren't right, then the decisions that you make and the decisions that set the course of your life may not be the way that God really wants you to live. So the question for us today is, look, what really are the priorities of my life? What are the priorities that set the course of my daily decisions? How do I make my decisions? How do I choose my friendships? And you know, as you think about this today, many times in life, tests come along and try us, different trials that we go through, and they can help build up our faith, and it's through those tests that we really learn to put God first. In fact, I would really say it's through tests in your life that you learn what your real priorities are. And I've always said this, that your priorities are what they are when you're tested. Your priorities are not what they are in the good times, but when you're really going through something, when you're stressed out, when there's no time, when you feel like you just don't have enough, that's when the rubber hits the road and you really show what your priorities are. And I think today, I'd like to challenge you wherever you're at right now, listening to this, maybe on the bus or, you know, on the train or on your way to school, and think about what are the priorities in your life. Is God still on top in the way you make your decisions about what you're going to do, how you're going to spend your time, what your goals are, you know, what kind of relationships you surround yourself with? There could be a lot of different things that come and try to come against those priorities. Your friends might want to go out and do something that you're not comfortable with. You may get invited to do some things on a night when you've committed to, you know, help out at something in church or other places. Maybe in your workplace, you're going to be tempted to do some things that aren't as ethical and line up with the priorities of your life, but what will your decision be? If you've given everything to God and made him your top priority, then you need to make your stand and choose to honor God with your life. And I want to tell you, God will not shortchange you, and you need to remember that not only should you make God your top priority, but you need to know that you are God's top priority today, and he will never let you down.